No man who has taken time to holistically give himself to the word of God has not proved it that it works. The word of God cannot fail because this is the absoluteness of his power.
An open invitation to a life in the word.
Because you have received the faith of Christ and you have embraced the righteousness of God through faith, grace and peace are multiplied.
That is why we lay hands on the lame and they walk. We lay hands on the blind and they see. We lay hands on the deaf and they hear.
It's powerful enough to give you the answer on its first application.
Arise on the wings of revelation. Align your destiny. Transform your world. This is Phanero Make Manifest with Apostle Grace Lubega.
Hello everyone. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are excited. We are very happy. We are very humble to know that you are watching right now, wherever you may be watching from. We believe it is a special time, it is a special day. Something wonderful is happening in your life. Something extraordinary, something exceptional is happening in your family. It is happening in your career. It is happening in your marriage. It is happening in every detail of your life. We believe it is a special time in your life. This is your day. This is your afternoon. This is your morning. This is your evening. So I want to encourage you, wherever you are, you can send as many links as possible to your family and members, to your friends, and to as many people as you can reach. This is their time, and we believe the Lord is going to be doing wonderful things in their lives. It is a time of prayer. I want to encourage you, wherever you are, if you may be in your common room, in your bedroom, at your workplace, just humble yourself before God. Open your mouth and speak to Jesus. You can speak in tongues, you can speak in your language, but with a trust that something supernatural is coming your way in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We thank you for what you're about to do in our midst. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the authority that is in the word. We thank you for the necessity that comes by the word. We thank you for what you are about to do in our midst. We thank you for what you are about to do in the life of that woman, in the life of that man, in the life of that child, in the life of that mother, in the life of that father. Something extraordinary comes their way. This is a day that you've made, and we are excited and happy in the same. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your abundance. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you touch your people. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you lead your people. The Bible says that as many as are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, wherever you are, raise your voice and speak to Jesus. Raise your voice and speak in tongues. Makataraba de zundra bakasata baye. La kataraba de zubra kajandra riba sakataba. Mante lekele brozi kata la brako zile pradi barada sandara bade. Rakata la brako sakataraba de zukatarabaye. Kopa kata la brako zandra bakata. Mandra ribasa prakusha katala. The sick are receiving their healing right now. Rabba zibra kushata. The blind are receiving their sight right now. Rakata rabako pra adijanta. The deaf are receiving their hearing right now. In the name of Jesus. Koraba sikatala prakusha rabba sikatarabai. Mandra ribasa prakusha rabako salaba. I see miracles coming your way. La prakusha tarabaye. Miracles, signs and wonders. Manta la prakusha rabakatala. Ila mandro si prakajandra bakasata. Come on, wherever you are, you can raise your voice. You can begin to speak in your life. You can begin to prophesy in your future. The Bible says that the words I speak, they are life and they are spirit. So the words that you're speaking right now, they carry the life of God. They carry the very Spirit of God. Come on, just raise your voice in your sitting room, wherever you may be. Just open your mouth and speak to Jesus. The power of God is present before you. The power of God is with you. Rakazan Rabasakatabali, Lakatarabari Manrabazuraba Kasatalababa, Manta Lakarabazile Manrabakosa Brakosata. You will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Moko Rabakazilri Manradisa. Bible say that they that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken. Moko Rabahashita. Nothing can shake you. Nothing can shake you. Nothing can stand in your way. Nothing can intercept you. The Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Moko rabazan rabakusata. The Lord is on your side. Maka rabazinrekata. He is on the inside of you. Malako rabazinrekata. And in him you live. In him you move. In him you have your being. Come on, raise your voice to him. Raise your voice and bless his holy name. Raise your voice and worship him. Makala brakusharaba kasata. For he is God and beside him there is no other. Manta la brakushata. He is the only existing God. Manraba shandarada. He is the only existing healer. Mako robo jikata. He is the only existing miracle worker. Raba jandra kusata. And he's doing something supernatural in your life. Moko rabaha. He is aligning your future today. Let the worry go. Shatarabakusa. Let the anxiety go. Malabrakushatalaba. Let the fear go. Masaprakushatala. In the name of Jesus. For he says that he's not giving you the spirit of bondage to fear, but he's giving you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I have the spirit of power. I have the spirit of love. I have the spirit of a sound mind. Come on, speak the word of God upon your life. I am anointed in the name of Jesus. I'm shining in Jesus' mighty name. I'm blessed. Makata rabadishan radisakata. I'm increasing every day. Makarabazun radishata. I'm moving from power to power, lusa prakashata, from glory to glory, manraba shata labakusa, from increase to increase, mako raba zandra diasata. I am a success in the name of Jesus. Mantola prakushata. I carry the excellence of God in me. Moraba zandra bakusa. I emit the power of the Almighty. Raba zundra kasa. The strength from the highest dwells on inside of me. Oh, makata raba zakata raba baba likitele baba. I'm shining brighter, and brighter, and to a perfect day. The longer that I live, masuradi basanta, the brighter that I shine. As you speak, you're reaching out to nations, Makosa. As you speak, you're reaching out to hospitals, Makola Prakashatala. As you speak, you're reaching out to the sick, Mantala Prakoshata. You're reaching out to the weary, Molosa Prakashala Bakosa. Your words are weighty, Mala Prosaka. Your words carry life, Mosiadara Bakoshata. They carry the very power, the dunamis of God, Mila Prosalando. The authority of the word of the living God, Mashat. You can't and you don't fail. You will not be weak. You will not struggle. In the name of Jesus. You are a joy of many nations. You will forever be a joy of many generations. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. You will way shall be upward and upward only. Suraba kasata. Forever you shall be blessed in a city. You shall be blessed in a country. You shall be blessed in your works. You shall be blessed in every detail of your life in Jesus' mighty name. Rosa pakasaraba kasakatalaba. Come on, celebrate the name of Jesus wherever you are. Celebrate the power of God. Celebrate the miraculous grace of God in Jesus' mighty name. Paul says that in everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning your life. For he has given you all things that pertain to life, that pertain to godliness. You
come short in no gift. You come short in no life. You come short in no blessing. You are blessed in the Lord, in Jesus' mighty and glorious name. Karapasakatalabaye. We are blessed in the name of Jesus. We are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Something wonderful, as I said, is coming your way. The word that is coming your way is prepared for you tonight in the name of Jesus. So I encourage you, encourage as many people as you can. Those that have not reached out to you yet, tell them, speak to them and tell them to tune in right now, because the word is made ready for them in the name of Jesus. So join me right now as we welcome the greatest worship team in and out of this world. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Joshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Praise the Lord. We will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise will forever be on our lips. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, just clap those hands for Jesus. Praise you evermore. Come on, you can dance where you are. Here we go.
I will bless the Lord.
Hey!
All my soul and all that is within me. This is
Everybody say, come on, yeah. Hey!
Come on, yeah. Come on, let's praise His name. Come on, let's bless Him. Come on, come on, yeah.
Come on,
come on,
yeah.
Come on, let's bless Him. Come on, let's praise His name. Come on, come on.
Bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me. This is holy.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul.
Let's bless Him. Come on and praise His name. Come on, let's bless Him.
Come on, let's bless Him.
Come on and praise His name.
Come on, let's bless Him.
You say,
everybody say, come on, let's bless Him. Come on and praise His name. Come on, let's bless Him. G-A-I-D-T-I-D-C-E. Come on, let's bless Him. Come on and praise His name. Come on, let's bless Him. G-A-I-D.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on, yeah.
Come on, come on, let's bless Him.
Come on, let's bless Him,
yeah.
Lord, You're worthy. Everybody say,
Lord, You're worthy. All the glory and the honor. Hallelujah.
Lord, You're worthy.
All the glory.
All the glory.
the honor. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy of the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy of the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. I can't stop praising. I can't stop singing. You've been too good, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't stop praising. No, 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 no. I can't stop singing. You've been good, Lord. Stop praising. I can't stop singing. You've been too good, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't stop singing. I can't stop dancing. Woo! You've been good, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Stop singing. I can't stop dancing. You've been too good, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't stop singing. I can't stop dancing. You've been too good, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't stop singing. I can't stop dancing. You've been too good, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you're worthy of the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy of the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy of the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, let's bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on, let's bless him. Come on, come on, let's bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on, let's bless him. Everybody sing. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, yeah. Come on, come on, let's bless him. Come on, come on, let's bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on, come on, let's bless him. Everybody dance. Come on, hey. Come on, let's bless him. Come on, yeah. Come on, come on, let's. All right, are we ready to dance for Jesus? Come on, somebody clap those hands for Jesus. Come on, yeah. Praise his name, yeah.
Come on, let's bless him. Come on, let's praise his name. Come on, let's bless him. You have been good to me. You have been good to me. With all of my strength, I will lift up my voice and I will tell of your works, oh God. From the mountaintop to the valleys below. Give you praise, oh God. Good to
that you are Jehovah and you are the Most High God. You're the Most High God. Hey, hallelujah.
Jehovah, you are the Most High. You're the Most High God. Jehovah, you're the Most High God.
You are the Most High God.
You are the Most High.
say, oh, God, who you are. You are
the Most High.
Say, oh, you are
the Most High.
You're the Most High God. We say it every day that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You will never change. You will never ever change. You will never ever change, oh God. You will never change. You are the faithful God, the great I am. You will never ever change. Never ever change. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you never, ever, ever change. Oh, you never change. You're still the same God every day, yeah. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, forever. Nobody is like you. You never change. Yesterday, today, forever. Nobody loves me like you do. And we say, you are the same, oh God. You are the same. Yesterday, today, forever and always.
Nobody is like you.
Tell him you never, ever, ever change. Forever and always.
Nobody loves me like you.
Tell him you are the same. You are the same, oh God.
Yesterday, today,
forever and always.
Nobody is like you.
You never change. You never change, oh God. And tell him I worship you, God. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, God. I worship you, oh God. Yes, you are the living God.
You are.
Yeah, yeah. You are the living God, yes you are. You are the living God, oh. Yes, you are the living God, yes you are. You are the living God, oh. Yes, you are the living God, yeah. You're the great I am. You're loving God. You're caring in all your ways. You are the living God. Yes, you are. Jesus, you are the living God. You are the living God. I know nobody else. You are the living God. Yeah, yeah. Faithful God. Faithful God. You are the living. Today, today, forever. Nobody is, no one is greater than you. Oh, you never change. Yesterday, today, forever. Nobody loves me like you do. Oh, we thank you, God. 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 Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, oh, 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 oh. Yeah, you are Yahweh. You're God. You're God. We're God. You are God. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you're Alpha and Omega, you are Yahweh, you're Alpha and Omega, you are Yahweh. Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, oh God, you are Yahweh, you're Alpha and Omega, you are Yahweh, you're Alpha and Omega, help me sing, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. In you, God. Hey, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh.
you are an Omega. You are Yahweh. You are an Omega. You are Yahweh. You've got times and seasons in your hand. You call for life out of the bed. You don't need a man to be the God you were, but you have chosen to call me your own. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
I'll be quiet.
You've got times and seasons in your hand. You call for life out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you were, but by your mercy you called us your own. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Tell him you're God.
Going high.
You are God all by yourself. You've got time and seasons in your head. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you were, but
singing again. You've got times,
you've got times and seasons in your hand.
You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God.
Beginning.
You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You're faithful to the end. Precious God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. Tell him you are who you are. Just that all is finished. Come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear fall and hears me when I call. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days have been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Help me quiet.
All my life you have been faithful.
love your voice. I love your voice. In the case that you will close like no other. I know you as a father. I know you as a friend. Oh, I have you. And my love. And he is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead.
Glory to you, my King.
I sing your praises forever. Deeper in love with you. 'Cause hearing your calls, here I'm close to your throne. I found where I belong. Singing night, love you, Lord. Singing night. Tell him, Lord, I love you. Singing, I love you. Lord, for what you're going to do tonight. Thank you for what you're going to do in our lives tonight. We believe for miracles of financial breakthrough. We believe for miracles of healing. We believe for miracles of relationships restored. We believe in miracles of revival and revelation. We believe in miracles of truth and understanding. And tonight, you are changing us. You are changing us. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and believe. No sin said. Amen. Thank you, choir. You may take your seats. Good afternoon, good evening. Remember, you're watching from on. We yet welcome you to another service, our Thursday service. Send those links right now. We're live on Facebook. We're live on YouTube in high definition, clearest picture. We're live on Fanero Radio. We are live on Lighthouse Television. We are live on Urban Television. I want to thank you for your continuous support to this ministry as well. Your giving, your prayer, your sending your praises of what God has done in your lives, touching these. And on Thursdays, I usually take time to read a few testimonies to tell you that we read them, you know, and I see Kenneth thanks God for salvation given to the Father. Marvin thanks God for spiritual growth. Rose Chibui thanks God for spiritual growth. Richard Mukajanga, yeah, testifies of God's goodness and maturation in the things of God. Consolator Polot, Jetty, good to hear from you. Farouk from Bahrain, right? Used to struggle with drugs, habiting, and financial instability, etc. Had no vision for life, felt hopeless. But ever since he joined Fanero, his life has changed. George delivered from depression. Catherine had a swelling in a lump in her breast. And last Thursday, as she tuned in, she says, after that, she checked and the swelling disappeared. Give the Lord a mighty note of praise. I have an Nastasha who has been experiencing pain in her legs for 6 years, the knees downwards. But recently, as she was listening in, something touched her and she was healed.
and she don't feel any pain anymore. From Kenya, Christine, just being for months, healed. Samuel, pornography delivered. Thank God. Sheila, delivered from asthma. Praise God. Ada had a back pain. Then I have people of COVID, Sarah, Doreen, Atuha, Akampuririra, Godson, etc. I see COVID, and I see financial breakthroughs, Sylvia, Sheila, Edith, Patience, etc. Andrew, Mac, Janet, Kaola, Mercy, etc. Maria, Nakawonko, Lapura, Christian. God is doing wonders in our lives. And I'm excited that tonight is going to do the same. We have platforms of giving. You can give through our website, which is fanero.org/give, or you can give through our mobile application. And that website accepts both Visa, MasterCard, MTN Mobile Money, Airtel Mobile Money, M-Pesa. And for those who are in Kenya, of course, that M-Pesa would help you. But because you are in Uganda, some of us, we can use the MTN code or the Airtel code directly without using the mobile application or the website. And the details are flashed on the screens for you. As well, the fourth platform for giving is a bank account, Equity Bank Uganda. We have both a Ugandan shilling account and the United States dollar account. And the name of the ministry is Fanero Ministries International. And we ask those of you who give through that platform to be specific with your giving. Are you giving tithe, offering, first fruit, seed, partnership, whatever the Lord has impressed on your heart? We will be glad to allot that money to where it belongs. Father, I thank you for the generosity of your people and their continuous support to this ministry. Work in their lives more than ever before. Establish them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. I promised to teach about effective prayer. You recall? Effective prayer. I promised to teach about effective prayer. What is effective prayer? How do we pray effectively? And more so in this time that we're in, where oracles are failing, businesses are failing, institutions are failing, scientists are struggling, disease is everywhere, people are sick, COVID, many other things, families have been separated from their loved ones, people are grieving from pain and loss of their people in a time when the world is at its most hopeless state. It's important for us to not only tell people that there's a God above who can and is able to change this circumstance, but also who is able to hear us and answer as we ask. Somebody shout hallelujah. But the challenge is that sometimes we struggle in understanding how to pray. I have been an ardent or fervent man when it comes to the emphasis on prayer, and I have a number of sermons on prayer, and I call them prayer codes. They're about 8, I believe. And those are different perspectives and facets of prayer. And if you've never listened to prayer codes, go on the mobile application or come to your offices. For those of you in Uganda, we can get you a copy. But listen to the prayer codes and learn to pray. Because many people don't have answers in prayer. And I've also seen experiences of people who are, they are committed in prayer. They pray every day, they pray continuously, they are committed to prayer, but they don't have the results of prayer. They don't have the answers of prayer. I know people personally who can pray 5-6 hours a day, every day, and they fast almost 100 or 200 days a year, but they still don't have the results of prayer. Because effective prayer is a revelation. And Jesus, his life, the way he walked on the earth, was a very, very wonderful example for those who should believe. And we see his disciples looking at this man, studying him and seeing signs, miracles and wonders. The lame are walking, the blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing. And they see that the man has power in his life. He's living with a uniqueness of power. And at one point, in Luke, the 11th chapter, the first verse, the Bible says, it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. There must have been something powerful about the prayer of the Lord and the results that he had in his walk of prayer, that it caught the attention of the disciples that were around him to say, teach us to pray. There has to be something special. There had to be something about the atmosphere that it created. There has to be something special about the energy that came out of the spirit of prayer in that man's life. There must have been answers to questions and solutions to the confusions of that time that pushed his men to tell our Lord, teach us to pray. Powerful, powerful request. Teach us to pray. Somebody shout hallelujah. And so it's from there that we take time to emphasize and teach people what is effective prayer. I'm not just talking about prayer. What is effective prayer? Because millions and millions of people pray. Millions and millions across the world are praying. And some have prayed until their loved ones have died. Some have prayed until their businesses have died. Some have prayed, you know, until, you know, they failed to get answers. They couldn't get answers in spite of how much prayer they applied in their lives. And so the question, do we just pray and just let the will of God be? Some of them say, you know, maybe let's just pray and then just let God do what he has to do. But our part is to pray. So then what's the point of you praying? Why don't you just go straight and seek the will of God and get to know whether this person is going to live or die? And then, you know, you thank God in advance before they die, or you change it, you know, either way. But the truth is, the Bible says he has made known unto us the mystery of his will. The revelation of God's will is in our spirits. It's a consequence of the new birth. It's the revelation of present truth that shows you that he has made known unto us the mystery of his will, Ephesians 1:9, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. So we have Christians who don't know the will of God, and we have Christians who are acquainted with the will of God. We have Christians who say, oh, let your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. But they don't have a revelation of the will of God in the heavenly places, in the high places. But you see, when you become born again, you're not indifferent to the will of God. The Bible says you have an unction from on high. You have the person of the Holy Spirit, and you know all things. It's his pleasure to reveal these things to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. And so, I've seen people die while praying. I've seen marriages fail while praying. I've seen kids fail while their parents are praying for them. I've seen things in life that sometimes, you know, sometimes I go back a bit and think through these things. Sometimes I'm like, I wish some people knew the right way to pray. They'd not waste their time and energies in meets. The Bible says that profit not them which are indulged therein. For the heart, the Bible says, by doctrine must be established with grace. Somebody shout hallelujah. But we can be occupied in meets which have not profited us. You can pray for years and not have answers. You can fast for days and not have answers. Yet prayer has its place in the Christian faith. We are supposed to be praying people. I'm a praying person. We are praying people. We run a ministry that is growing at a speed faster than we can count. We have subscriptions every week. Before COVID, our attendances were growing every year, every day of every week. And chairs had to be bought. Live streaming centers are growing every day. In the country alone, they are now slightly above 83 or something. You have hundreds of ministries submitted to us. We have fellowships in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, and everywhere. We are on TBN Africa, we're in Europe, we have on television in Canada, we're on television everywhere. How can we not pray? How can you sustain that without prayer? It's not possible. We do some of the biggest crusades in this land. How do we do that without prayer? We have to pray. Somebody shout hallelujah. But we need to define effective prayer. I'm going to give you five things. At least five things that will help you have an effective life of prayer. Usually sometimes when I'm teaching about certain aspects, I prefer to give you in numbers because it helps some of you remember very easily. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Romans, the 8th chapter, the 26th verse, the Bible says, if you will read from the Amplified Version, he said, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness, for we do not know what to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. We don't know how to pray or pray the right way as we ought. But the Bible says that the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings, too deep for utterance. Let me introduce you to a very, very interesting experience. There was a time in my life where the gift of God was clearly operating on my life. The lame were walking, I'd seen them with my eyes. The blind were seeing, I'd seen them with my eyes. The deaf were hearing and the dumb were speaking. I'd seen miracles, seen cancers living off people. But when it came to the place of ministry, I had a very big challenge and struggle. Because what I felt in my spirit, what I saw in my heart concerning my ministry was not the potential that I saw manifested in the world. And at first I used to tell God, you know the world needs to hear this. You know people need to come to the saving knowledge of the truth. You know that people need this more than ever before. Why is it that I don't see the results of a person preaching truth? We have signs, miracles, and wonders. There are people who are speaking to millions every year, but they can't even heal a toothache. See, as they start. And the Lord, in his generosity, gave me a very wonderful explanation. It was as clear as I'm speaking to you. He said, son, the person of the Holy Spirit is not my active force to effect whatever I will to do. He is a person. He's not just a force. He's not just a power. He is a person. And because the Holy Spirit is a person, don't deal with him just as a force, as a power. Deal with him as a person. And who is a person? A person has a will. He can will. This person has emotions. That means he responds to your attitude. And this person has an intellect. That means he has understanding and discernment to know what you require. He said to me, but you have not dealt with him as a person. You have dealt with him as a force. You have dealt with him as a power. And this power and force has worked. Of course, the Bible tells us that in the beginning, the earth was without form or void. The Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the earth. When God said, let there be, the person of the Holy Spirit came to effect that creative power. Bible is clear by how he has made me by his Spirit. God has created a lot of things by his Spirit. But when we relate to the Holy Spirit, sometimes many of us relate to the Holy Spirit as a force, as a power. We are indifferent to the relationship that we have or should have with him as a person. Somebody shout hallelujah. And then God started to take me on a journey to learn how to commune and relate or fellowship with the Holy Spirit as a person. How else would I know when he's quenched if he was just a power? How would I know when he's rejected if he was just a power? How would I know if he's grieved if he was just a power? And so when I'm awakened to that responsibility and consciousness, and I start to relate to the person of the Holy Spirit as a person, I was amazed at how much he has been waiting for me. I was amazed at how much he has been waiting for me. But this is the result of that as well. My ministry started to grow at a speed that I could not count. Because you see, Jesus needed the person of the Holy Spirit and the anointing to effect his ministry on the earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. I can never tell you how much it's important for a man never to step on the altar of God without hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Before I prepare for any service, I'm a person who takes so long, a number of hours in the presence of the Holy Spirit, because I need to connect to Him a certain way. Because beyond the language and words that I can ever preach, there is a power that comes. There's an atmosphere that is given. Like a lady you heard, she was tuning in on Thursday and she was listening in. And the person of the Holy Spirit went into the lamp in her breast and took it out. That is ministry. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's a person of the Holy Spirit. And I realized, especially when I'm doing healing meetings, I get visions earlier of what God is going to do. And I find that instead of asking for the healings, I am in the realm of thanksgiving because of what God has made up to do in that particular meeting. And so our thanksgiving really are places of request, because we carry the confirmation of the affirmed experience of His will that He must heal. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's a presence He gives you. There's a command He gives you. There is a certain power and grace that operates on your life. You cannot pray without the essence of the Holy Spirit. So when the Bible says in Romans that sometimes we do not know how to pray or as we ought to pray, it is true that there are many times you've got to wake up and sometimes you have an issue before you and you don't really know the right prayer. Should I pray that God has in the time and day for me to get married to this man? Or should I pray against this marriage? I don't know the will of God concerning this marriage. I don't know the will of God concerning this ministry. I don't know the will of God concerning this business. I don't know the will of God concerning this and that. We have those confusions. And sometimes the things surrounding us can be so unclear. They can be so hidden. They can be so obscure that they are not easily interpretable. And all you need before God is to ask the person of the Holy Spirit to help you speak the language and things that must be spoken from the conviction of your heart. Because sometimes you don't have the language and power too. Without the aid of the person of the Holy Spirit, you cannot have effective prayer. There are many people who go to the presence of God and they see themselves that they are alone. They go to God alone. They go to Jesus Christ and relate with Him as though they are alone. Go to God. Go in the presence of God with a helper. When I'm studying the word, I tell Him, Holy Spirit, I welcome you into this place. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being with me in this. Now I'm going to read the whole book of Psalms, but I cannot interpret the book of Psalms. But the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit is come, He will teach you all things and remind you that which you have forgotten. Whatsoever He shall hear, the Bible says He shall speak. And the Bible says, and He shall show thee things to come. So I tell Him, my master and friend, start speaking. So I open the book of Psalms. And as I'm reading, I start to hear that voice telling me, now do you see how Psalms chapter this and verse this connects to Lamentation and then connects to Genesis? This is the very thing he was talking about, Paul, when he spoke in Hebrews chapter 6. And then he starts to connect things for you. And then you hear things that you are sure your mind cannot create. Your abilities have no power to execute or interpret. And when he starts speaking and speaking and speaking, and you know he's speaking, I find myself sometimes that I have to get a pen and write, or get my notebook or my pad and start typing these things, because he's speaking so fast and I don't want to lose what he's speaking. And then he speaks and speaks and speaks. And it started as that journey. And then from that, I started to have experiences where I'm seated there. And then out of the blue, he says, can I teach you something? And I said, speak. And then I started to have experiences where God would tell me something and teach me something in the Bible I have never read. I've never read. And I open it and I see the chapters and verses like he has been saying them, and I break down in tears and I cry. Why? Because he's speaking something that I could not search. I could not find with my own ability. That's why I told you, if you have had me for years, you will hear things you might never read anywhere or see on any video or any man teach. Not that God has not given the rest. That's my portion. That's my place in God. He told me many years ago that with many I can confirm my presence. With many I confirm my presence. And there are uniquenesses like the callings that I've given different people. But he told me that with you I will confirm my presence through the spirit of revelation. And that's a life and course that I've walked. With another man, it could be another thing. But with me, the spirit of revelation has been a confirmation of God's presence in my life. Sometimes when I'm speaking, the power of God hits people and they're slain and they're healed and miracles, signs and wonders happen. People get healed as I'm teaching. Why? Because his power for me is made manifest in the spirit of revelation. It's the unique thing that always reminds me that it's not me or my own ability, but it's the ability of God. It's the rule of measure, Paul says, by which we reach you. It's the abilities and doors that and windows that he has opened for my access and the doors of my utterance. It's why I'm reaching you right now on that television. It's why I'm reaching you right now on YouTube and you're tuned in. It's why we are on all the televisions across the world. He is leading and I'm following and I'm so humbled and blessed to be with him in this course and journey. I go where he goes. I listen to what he listens to. You know, I respond to what he commands. So when you create that kind of life and experience, you'll be amazed. Your prayer life is a yielded life. It's not a commanded or controlled life. It's a yielded life. You see that? Because the realm of the spirit responds to principle, not method. Principle, not method. You know, we have people who want to pray like the man of God they saw praying. And we have certain men of God who emphasize their life of prayer as the standard of prayer. Or that if you go to prayer, these are the steps. Acts, A, adoration, C, confession, T, thanksgiving, S, supplication. If you don't follow that order, you don't know how to pray. Now, what was a man's idea on prayer? It's not the standard of prayer. The New Testament creature has not been given, you know, the types of prayers to pray. Leave that for religion. Leave that for religion. God has called you to a relationship. And like he has created every man different from another, he has called you to talk to him the way he made you to talk. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. If God speaks to the beasts of the field who have no articulation, he said, if you don't worship me, the stones of the earth can worship me. That means if he can even put his essence of worship in a stone that has no understanding, like the human being which is born after the image and likeness of God, what makes you think that he's so interested in the semantics? God is not interested in the language, human language, the words that you speak. He's interested in the heart that speaks and the relationship. As I said, to be effectual in your prayer is to have your own kind of prayer with God, your own relationship with him. You cannot build your relationship copying another man's relationship with God. That's why I said, let us give people principles and not methods. That is why my prayer life is so hidden, because I don't want a man to pattern themselves against my way of prayer. It might be different from how another man prays. And they might say, oh no, this one prays, or this one might not pray because maybe we don't pray the way you want us to pray. But like I said, bring a lame man, bring a blind eye, bring a deaf ear, bring a dumb man, bring a dead body. And we will show you that we pray. But you see, God is so interested in the reason and the method of prayer. What he needs you to have is a principle. Somebody shout hallelujah. Invest in understanding the principles. And I'm giving you these things. But how you do it, let it be your relationship with God. There are people who are comfortable praying at 3. That's their relationship with God. There are people who are comfortable praying at midnight. Praise God. There are people who are comfortable praying during lunch hour. Hallelujah. There are people who are interested in praying at 10 a.m. and that's their time of prayer. Beautiful. Are you hearing me? I should not create an impression that if somebody does not pray at 10 a.m., then their day is dead. Or somebody's not in the midnight hour or 3 a.m. hour or 6 a.m. breakthrough meeting. Then No. That's not how God works. That's not how God works. Because 4 a.m. in Uganda is not 4 a.m. in the USA. It's not 3 a.m. in Malaysia. It's not 2 a.m. in India. But you see, the clock of the spirit is aligned for all of us.
to relate with God. He says men ought to always pray and not to faint. The instruction there is the leading of the Holy Spirit in your place of prayer. Somebody shout hallelujah. Build your life of prayer. And I always tell people that if you never learn to pray alone, if you never learn to have a personal life of prayer, corporate prayer can be so delusional. Because you see, the deception of that is you come in the presence of people who are flamed. And then you join faith and pray with them, and you get the deception that you pray in their very realm. You belong to their rank and life of prayer. And that is why there are people, when they are alone, they cannot pray. Why? Because they need to burn by other men's fires. They need to be stirred by other men's flames. They need to sail by other men's winds. When they don't have those winds, they cannot pray. Are you hearing me? I emphasize corporate and group prayer is a very beautiful thing. But you see, the place of prayer, like God has given us, I've shared that recently, is a place where we come lit and inflamed by God. And then one with a hymn, psalm, spiritual song come. When we come in the congregation of prayer or fellowship, we come full. We are supposed to be coming full of the experience that we had while we're still in our private places, our secret places. That's why he says, go in your secret place and lock yourself up. Every believer must have a secret place. If you have a secret place, you'll always have a public demonstration of God's power. No man with a closet whose door is shut in that closet has no open reward with the Father. It's not possible. So no matter how much you pray openly, you must have a private life of prayer. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the person of the Holy Spirit is there to help in your utterance, to give you a language and an experience. So when I'm praying, I love on him. I cherish him because he's a person. I praise him because he's a person. I worship him because he's a person. There's something about stirring his emotion. Sometimes he says, this breaks my heart. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do that. Oh, I'm sorry that I've done that. You see, I care so much for the emotions of the person, the Holy Spirit. I care so much about his mind concerning things. I care so much about the things he wills. And when you learn to walk with the person, the Holy Spirit, when I learned that, my ministry began to grow. Somebody shout hallelujah. Leading me to the second point. Understand the difference between talking to God and talking with God. There's a difference. So yes, you want to relate with the person of the Holy Spirit. Okay? But when you relate with him, when you relate with the Father in your place of communion, do you talk and 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 tell him all your problems, all your challenges, all your frustrations, then you praise him, you love him, you do all these kinds of things in Jesus' name. Amen. And then you go to bed. Because he's a person, he wants to talk back to you. Why do I emphasize the person of the Holy Spirit? Because by evidence of scripture, he is the person that was left for us. Jesus knew who you needed. On the ascension, he said, you shall not be alone. I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you as orphans. He says, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come. But if I depart, he said, I will send him unto you, the person of the Holy Spirit. He knew who you needed. He knew who you needed. He knew that in the earth you needed to relate with the person of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ to the Father. Somebody shout hallelujah. And so, there are many people who, again, 1 hour, bra-ba-ba-ba, so-bra-do-ba, ku-bra-de-le-le, they're speaking in tongues, they're praying. That's a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful place. In Jesus' name, amen. And then they go. So, yes, they talk with God. They have constant experiences of talking with God. Sorry, to God. But they don't talk with God. In other words, their ears are not open to hear him. They're loud enough for the person of the Holy Spirit. They're loud enough for God, but their ears are not open enough to hear him speaking. It's a problem. You cannot have effective prayer. Because let me tell you something. Like one day I was praying for something. And I prayed. My earlier years of understanding how these things work. And then the next time again, I came to the presence of God. And I prayed. And then again, I came to the presence of God. And I prayed. And then one time, this person of the Holy Spirit tells me, but you know, have you actually ever asked me about this thing you're praying for? Have you sought my mind on this thing that you are praying for? Oh, boom. The bulb went on. I had actually never consulted his mind on what I was praying for. Oh, I'm sorry. And then I said, I'm sorry. Speak. And when he spoke, my regret was how much time I wasted in prayer. Because when he spoke, I realized I did not need to pray about that particular issue. I just needed to hear his voice on it. I just needed to seek his mind on it. So I invest my time in deeper prayer. Jeremiah 33, the third verse, amplified. He says, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things. Amplified said, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. Pray, call unto me and I will answer. I want to speak to you. You're speaking, but I want to have the opportunity to be able to speak to you too. I want to show you the things that are fenced in. Remind me to preach about the fenced things, the hidden things of God. Why in Revelation chapter 2, he speaks of the hidden manna. In the Old Testament, they used to eat of manna visible to all men. In the New Testament, the manna is hidden. The hidden things of God. The Bible says they were hidden from the creation of the world for your glory. If you do not know how to search out the hidden things, how to see the invisible things, you cannot walk with God. The Bible speaks of a man who endured all manner of reproach and frustration because he saw him who was invisible. We need to teach about how people should see the invisible things. How to respond to the hidden things. When he speaks of how he will give you the riches that are in the hidden places of darkness. God is telling you not everything you need is physically or visible. It's physically seen or visible. So he wants to show you how to walk and function in the world that is invisible. In the things that are not seen. For the Bible says, but by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not brought about by things which do appear. Understand how to deal with things that are not seen. So the Holy Spirit is saying that if you learn to hear my voice, there are things that are fenced in, there are things that are hidden, there are things that you cannot know or understand or recognize, have the knowledge of or comprehension of, but I'm ready to help you see those things if you learn to hear me. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you learn to hear me. So when you're in the presence of God, create moments to hear him. Create moments to speak to him. If it is hard for you, begin with a most distinctive principle. Most distinctive principle. Learn to pray and read the word. Some of you might say, now God speak. And then you wait and he's not speaking. Why? Because you're still a babe. You must grow. The voice of God has degrees. Are you hearing me? The voice of God has degrees. There's a voice which belongs to the gifted, like the prophetic. There's a voice which belongs to the times, generically, for them which are available, it's for the available. And there's a voice for them whose heart is consecrated for a higher calling. Who have learned to give their sacrifices in the high places. The Bible says Solomon learned to worship God from his father and he gave his sacrifices in the highest places. You need to know how the high places work, the higher calling with which we have been called in Christ Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Job speaks about the high places too. If you read scripture and understand how the high places are, the voice of God has its own degrees, right? Now, If you want to learn how to hear the voice of God or how to allow Him to speak to you, be a student of the Word as you are a student of prayer. That's why I spoke and said in the book of Acts, the apostle said that we shall give ourselves continually to prayer and to the reading of the Word. It was a consistent life. If you study my life is a consistent life of prayer and reading the Word. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you stuck through the Word and then you are acquainted to His voice, whether He says, my sheep hear my voice, right? When you get acquainted to His voice, it's amazing that even when you're not reading the Bible, you'll be able to hear Him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Very basic things, but very deep. Very deep. The third, pray scripture. There are many people in the world who pray emotionally, not according to scripture. God, I have told people, is not appealed by your emotions. God is appealed by your revelation. He sent His word and healed our diseases. Somebody shout hallelujah. You must cultivate a life of praying through scripture. That is why it's not possible to have effective prayer lives if you do not understand the word. If you do not have a revelation, especially the present truth, the grace, the ministry of Christ in the new birth. If you don't know the word, it's a hard place for you to learn to pray. So when the Bible says in Psalms, Psalms 119, the psalmist says something beautiful. Psalms 119, let's begin from the 13th verse. He says, with my lips I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Was he just speaking them before people? No, that was a place of prayer. When you are in a place of prayer, your lips have to learn to declare the judgments of the mouth of God. He says, I've rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. He says, verses 15, I'll meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Verses 16 says, I will delight myself in thy statutes and I will not forget thy word. When you learn to delight yourself in the statutes of God, not to remember the word of God in your place of meditation, because people don't know that actually meditation is prayer. Meditation is the deepest form of prayer. Because it's the realm of man creating the things that are not seen, to translate them to the world of the things that are seen, the world of seen things. It's the law of exchange can only be activated in the realm of meditation. Where we get things from the world that is not seen and then bring them in the world that is seen. It's a very beautiful place. You cannot be an effective praying person when you do not have a place of meditation in the Word of God. If you're complaining, like the Bible says, complain according to His Word. If you're murmuring and crying, cry according to truth. If you're interceding, first get to know the will of God in the Word, then pray. Somebody right now has a person dying on COVID. And you know what they're praying? Father, if it's your will, heal them. If it's not your will, don't heal them. We shall be okay. And then they quote Job. Shall we expect to receive only good from God? People should understand how the Word of God works. Do you know people think that everything in Scripture means that it's for them, for their application? Scripture can say Judas killed himself. And there are parts in Scripture that can say, in another portion of Scripture, God do likewise. So, do you get those two lines and hang yourself? No, you don't. Peter speaks of men which are unstable and unlearned, who twist the Scriptures, as they do many of them, for their own destruction. If you do not know the right application of the Word, you could actually kill yourself. Reading the Bible, you can destroy yourself. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible is clear of the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon Him. He became sin that knew no sin, that we being dead and two sins might live unto righteousness. And He says, by His stripes we were healed. The Scriptures and the promise are evident. And somebody's telling God, if it's your will, let me heal of COVID. If it's not your will, let me not heal of COVID. What's wrong with you? So if they die, oh, it was the will of God. No, there are people who are trying to seek the will of God, and there are people who have understood that the new birth has a revelation of His will. I've given you the scripture. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you understand the will of God concerning a thing, when you learn to pray scripture, in the 48th verse again, in the book of Psalms again, Psalms 119, He says, My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in your statutes. So when I'm raising my hands up to praise God, I find myself quoting these things. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He that forgiveth all my sins and healeth all my diseases. He has redeemed my life from destruction and crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed as the eagle. And as you're praying, you start feeling the Holy Spirit going through you. When I'm going to pray for the sick, I meditate in those words, how God anoints Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he goes about healing all which are oppressed of the devil, for God is with him. I'm speaking back his word and I'm praying scripture, and as I'm speaking that, I feel power come, I feel faith rise, I feel the glory of God stir my spirit, and I start to look for a blind man. Why? Because the word of God is light, it is power. Somebody shout hallelujah. Father, I thank you because I'm your righteousness in Christ. I thank you that because of that, your life is in me. Hallelujah. I cannot fall sick from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. You say, none in Zion shall say, I am sick, for you shall forgive all their iniquity. I'm a forgiven man. I'm a consecrated man. I'm a sanctified man by the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for my day. I thank you for my morning. The day responds to me. You told me never to worry or be anxious about anything. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. For you said, for tomorrow has its own to worry, because you know it's under the responsibility to provide for me. The days and years are submitted to me according to your will and your word. And so I thank you for this day as your blessings surround me. For I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I've been given everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called me to glory and virtue. The grace of God is working in me, and I'm increasing every other day, because grace and peace are multiplied through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now to him which is able to do exceedingly abundantly above that which I dare to ask or think, according to the working power that worketh in me. Now you're going to surprise me, because you're going to do exceeding. Thank you, Lord, because you're going to amaze me. Thank you, Lord, because you're going to flip me. What I thought I know, I'm going to be shocked that I did not know, because you're doing exceedingly abundantly. Oh, I'm more than a conqueror by Christ which strengthens me. Not a conqueror, more than a conqueror. Sickness cannot come because I'm more than a conqueror. Death cannot come because I'm more than a conqueror. Psalms 91, you said, because he has set his love on you, because he has loved you. The Bible says you shall honor him. I thank you, God, because of my love for you, as it is revealed in my spirit. You honor me, hallelujah. You will deliver me. The Bible says you shall set him up on high, because he has known your name, and because I know your name, you have set me on high. And you say that when I call upon you, you will answer me, you will be with me in trouble. He says, I will deliver you and honor you with long life. You said you'll satisfy me and you'll show me your salvation. I cannot die now. I cannot die in 2021. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter what science says. You see, I'm praying through the word. I'm praying through the word. I'm praying through the word. And as you're doing that, oh, the anointing of God comes. Somebody shout amen. My children are blessed. My children are blessed. You say they are for signs, miracles, and wonders. They are portents. I can't have a lame child. I can't have a deaf child. I can't have a dumb child. Our children can't have autism. For you say that they shall be as trees. Oh, glory to God. The planting of the Lord. They are the sacrifice which is worthy and perfect before him. I claim those things. My children are taught of you. Their peace is many. My spiritual, my biological have peace in their homes. Their marriages have peace. Their children have peace. Their businesses have peace. Why? Because I'm in Isaiah 54 verses 13 and I'm speaking the word on your lives. When you learn to speak the word, you are effectively praying. Then there are these ones who are saying, God, I'm useless. You don't need anything from me, and I know it. And they call that humility. If you will just help me, you just help me. I can't even promise you what. Just help me. You know, you cannot have answers praying that way. Somebody shout hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, pray scripture. It's the one thing that helps you separate purpose from lust. When you understand the word of God, you cannot last in prayer. The Bible says in James, 4th chapter, the 3rd verse, he asks and receive not, because he asks amiss that you may consume it upon your lusts. The word of God helps you separate purpose from lust. When you can quote scripture, it means that you're not asking for it from the realm of lust, but you're asking for it from the realm of purpose concerning his promises. Somebody shout hallelujah. 4th point, therefore, when you know that you are in the perfect will of God and asking according to his purpose, the Bible says, ask in faith. Ask in faith. And the one portion of scripture that always comes to my head every time I'm sharing that, it's in James chapter 1, the 5th verse, Amplified Version. It says, if any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproach or fault finding, and he will be given him. Only, the Bible says, it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitation, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, doubts, is like the billowing surge out of a sea that is blowing hither and tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks from the Lord. For being he is a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, and besides. He's unstable and is uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, and decides. That's a person. Thinking, feeling, emotion, deciding, will. You see? When I know that I'm praying in the perfect will of God, and the purpose is revealed concerning the will of God in my life, if I have prayed in the word of God, if I am with the aid of the person of the Holy Spirit, it is my responsibility not to doubt. How do you know you have doubted? What's the attitude that takes you out of prayer? What is the attitude that you carry after prayer? If you have prayed for a sick person and you believe God has healed them, what do you do? Answer me. In Jesus' name, some people say amen. And then they start crying. That's unbelief. If you know God has given you what you have asked, what do? You rejoice with thanksgiving. You dance. People come and say, oh, sorry about your loved ones. It's, it's fixed. It's fixed. Somebody sent me a message of a wonderful church member. They said, oh, she's dealing with COVID. And I returned to the daughter and I told her, tell her she knows too much to die. I've taught too much for you to die of COVID. Too much. Even in heaven, I would rebuke you. Somebody shout hallelujah. I've taught too much for you to die. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. And so learn. When you know, do the acts of a person who is in faith. It might be a worrying situation. You might pray and still feel the worry. Force yourself into rejoicing. Hallelujah. First, the laughter. Some people think you need to first laugh. No. Sometimes you have to first force it for it to come. But start somewhere. Start somewhere. Even if start somewhere, but start. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible says in Colossians 3, verses 1, Message version, he says, if you're serious about living the new resurrection life with Christ, if you are serious, act like it. He says, act. No. God will not judge you for acting healed when you're still feeling sick. Somebody shout hallelujah. But if you're serious about living the life of resurrection with Christ, the Bible says, act like it. Sometimes you have to learn to act it. I'm healed. I'm well. Praise God. Are you okay? I'm so okay. When you start doing that, you're provoking God to say, I can't ashamed this kind of faith. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when you are committing yourself to the way of the Spirit, learn to believe God in your prayer. Lastly, fervency. Fervency. What is fervency? Passionate intensity. Passionate intensity. Every praying person must have passionate intensity. Again, especially for those of you who want to advance in the degrees of prayer, from simply the generic given for all men to the place of the higher things in the Spirit, pressing through and breaking through, you need to learn how to have fervency in the Spirit. Again, fervency is risky without knowledge. You remember a man called Apollos? The Bible says that he was mighty in scripture and fervent in the Spirit, but he beheld another doctrine. So he could not have the effect and results of the gospel, even though he was eloquent, mighty in scripture, but he beheld another doctrine. He would not have the results. So Priscilla and Aquila have to take him at the side to help him understand the perfect way. Somebody shout hallelujah. They had to help him interpret, you know, the doctrine the right way. So yes, we have gotten the word right. We have gotten the person of the Holy Spirit right. We're all tick up there. Then the fervency of the Spirit is more beneficial to a man who has understood the doctrine. The fervent of the Spirit is more beneficial to a man who has understood the New Testament and the present truth. So when he says in James that the earnest heartfelt, amplified version, the earnest heartfelt continued prayer of a righteous man, you know what some people think who don't understand the New Testament? They think, huh, let me first become righteous. That's when my prayer will have effect. The Bible says you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus through faith. So you're not righteous because of what you do. And there's no process of making yourself righteous. No. Righteousness is through faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible says the righteousness of God has been revealed, and it is witnessed by the law and the prophet. Even the righteousness of God through faith. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's through faith. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but they're justified freely through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. When you understand that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, God says, now what I need you to add, don't even try to do that righteousness thing on you. It's already on you. It has enveloped you as a cloak, and it's within you as a life. Now I need your fervency. He says that the heartfelt, verse 16, amplified version, the honest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. And he gave an example of Elijah. He says he was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heavens supplied rain, and the land produced its crops as usual. What is he trying to tell us? That there are certain things you must learn to pray through fervently. There are things you'll command, get out, and they'll go. When I'm casting out devils, I don't need fervency. I don't need fervency to say, heal. You understand? But I need fervency to prepare my spirit to do it. That's why I say the altar is a confirmation of the affirmed experience of prayer. The altar is a reward. It's not the field of seed. The field of seed is your place of prayer. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when we come on the altar and say, be healed, we have already prepared. We have already availed power. See, so the effectual prayer the effectual prayer, the fervent prayer, the heartfelt prayer, that place where you're passionate with intensity. See, why is that passion important? Because if you're lustful, you can still have a sort of delusioned intensity, a false intensity. A man can lust and look like a man which is hungry or in passion. So I know people who pray the same way, but one has the results of prayer because they are aligned to purpose, and one does not have the results of prayer because they are not aligned to purpose. So when he speaks of a place of fervency, no man who has cultivated a personal relationship with God will struggle to be passionate in prayer, to have an intensity of prayer. Let me leave you with this before I close. Jesus goes with his disciples on the mountain, his last days as he's preparing himself for the course that he must go. And then he tells them, tarry here, pray. Comes back and finds them already sleeping. And Jesus says one fundamental statement. He says, would you not tarry, or could you not wait even for an hour? Because his soul was sorrowful to death. He says, could you not even wait for an hour? And how many times did he go to come back the same way? 3 times. And there is a principle. Not a method, but there is a principle. No serious prayer. No serious Christian. Let me say it this way. No serious Christian, in your 24 hours, would or should go that 24 hours without at least 1 hour of prayer. He says, could you not watch with me 1 hour? At least 1 hour. I tell people that if you pray 1 hour every day the right way, 1 hour every day the right way, within 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to see something on your life that is so remarkable. If you're a battery, you're fully charged. And if you know how to push beyond that with your fervency, you'll understand the overflow. When I'm preparing myself for crusades, usually I don't spend less than 3 hours in prayer. When I'm preparing myself for a healing meeting, I don't spend less than 3 hours in prayer. I don't. It's not possible. I just don't. Because I know the power of fervency. What am I doing? I'm availing power. That's dynamic in nature. It's not static. It's not just coming to heal a dumb person. It's coming to fix someone's finances. It's coming to fix somebody's marriage. It's coming to fix many other aspects of life. So if I have to do that, if I have to be fervent in the spirit, I'm understanding in me that it's to the degree of how much power will be available. And when that much power is available, it's dynamic. It will answer everyone. Before I go for service, before I come for service on Thursdays or Sundays, I'm always in the presence of God. I have to avail the power to allow me to run the course of the service. It says that tens and tens of thousands of people, millions watching across the world, would be able to feed from my altar. You see what I'm saying? Begin at least with 1 hour a day. 1 hour. I don't tell people, grow it. No. If you can do 1 hour, it will grow on its own. You don't tell, when a man can do 1 hour of prayer, you don't tell him now, go to the second. No, it will grow on its own. But how many people in the world cannot even sustain a 20-minute prayer? And they're asking themselves why they don't have power with God and power with men. Father, we thank you. Because your word has come and it is changing us. And I thank you because tremendous power is available right now. I speak healing to the sick right now. Whatever disease it is, COVID, HIV, cancer, tumors, disappear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for your marriages. I pray for your career. I pray for your businesses in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that may God align and establish that which he has promised through his word. May God give you such an effectual life of prayer that the evidence of his anointing, the evidence of his power working in your life will be not only unquestionable, but that men and women will seek to fetch from the same source. I decree that God multiplies you and increases you in the season when men are casting down, that you are at your most healthy time of your life in the mighty name of Jesus, that your strides are free from struggle and strife. I decree and I declare that the precision of God's vision in your life is going to amaze the world. God is going to quicken you. God is going to establish you. He's introducing you in the places that matter. I decree and I declare that you are in the greatest time of your life, and in a few months, a few weeks from now, the testimony of God in your life will amaze the whole world. In Jesus' mighty name. And all saints said, amen. Give him a mighty hand clap of praise. If you have never given your life to Christ, I want to give you an opportunity to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you because you shed your blood for my sins and was raised for my glory. Tonight, I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm born again. If you've made that prayer, please go on fanero.org/salvation. Reach me. I want to know what it's like for you and help you understand what it means to be born again. Or call me on +256-200-999-405. And those of you with testimonies as well, send in your testimonies on fanero.org/testimonies. Or you can call me on +256-200-999-405. I also have a prayer platform on the website on fanero.org/prayer. And it's also on our mobile application in the About Us section. If you update it, for those of you who have an old version of it, you'll still be able to submit your prayer requests. I read them and I pray for you always. I hope to hear from you and see you, and I believe that you're continuing to shine and shine in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
This broadcast was brought to you by Fanero Ministries International. For more information about the great work of God, visit us on the web at www.fanero.org. Or download the Fanero app today and enjoy sermons, daily devotionals, and timely updates. The Fanero app, available on both Google Play and Apple App Store. You may also email us at info@fanero.org. Follow us on social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Fanero, make manners.